Okay, this is great. All set?
Don't leave that, Coach.
The challenge of Darren McFadden this week, and really the Raider offense has speed everywhere, even on the outside with Denarius Moore and Darius Heyward-Bey.
That's kind of been the way they put their offenses together since I've been in the league. We played them a couple times when I was with the Giants, and we played them the last 2 years with the Dolphins. And like you said, they've always had great speed on the outside, and they're both their receivers are excellent receivers on top of having great down-the-field speed. And that'll definitely be a challenge for all of our defense, not just the corners in particular, but our safeties as well as our front, trying to put pressure on the quarterback. And then the tailback, as you know, has great breakout speed. He's an excellent interior runner as well and can make the tough yardage. But if he's able to get into the second level, he's really hard to get down because he's a physical guy. And then he's got great straight line speed and can run away from you. So we definitely have a challenge in front of us as far as just corralling him and not letting him get any breakout runs on us.
Coach, Gerald McCoy's been a little quiet on the stat sheet the last couple weeks, but I know that doesn't really tell the whole story. When you look at Gerald on film these last two games, what are you seeing him doing? Is he still being effective, being a disruption at that position?
He absolutely is. It's interesting you say that in regards to maybe some stats that are or aren't showing up, but if you really watch the film and how people are setting their protections to handle him, and even just the interior push that he's able to provide in the pocket, and then same thing in the running game. You know the D tackles aren't going to make as many tackles as your linebackers and safeties, but the type of blocking patterns that he's drawing and that allows our second level guys to play off of him and make plays at line of scrimmage in the running game. Like I said, if you really watch the film, he has a huge impact on our defense every single week, and definitely is disruptive to the offense, and they know that, and they're setting up their schemes accordingly.
I know you wanted to bring Bowers along slowly, relatively coming back from that injury, but this week he was bringing his production up as far as how many snaps he takes during practice. Where is he at with that, and how much do you expect him to play on Sunday?
He'll play more than he did. He won't be an every down player for us. We try not to play anybody all the time. But he's still improving in his game conditioning. But, last week we tried to play him just on the third downs, one down at a time. We'll definitely play him more than that this week. But he won't be an every down player. He's not in that kind of game condition yet, and nobody would be, having coming off the layoff that he had.
Eventually, will he provide some flexibility with the ability to play both ends, where maybe you can move Michael Bennett inside a little bit, maybe more often?
We would probably maybe consider doing that on third down for Michael. On first and second down, Michael's a conventional defensive end. But, when Daquan's back to a full-time, he'll provide tremendous flexibility for us just on all downs, and really more so on first and second down because we're using him right now on third down. But he'll be able to play, like you said, either side on first and second down and provide a good player for us.
Leonard Johnson so far for a rookie to step in? I know it's just one game he kind of stepped in and played well, but as far as his overall skills.
He did a real nice job. The one thing about Leonard is he's very competitive. He loves football, and he is not intimidated by any of it. He's definitely making the most of the opportunities he has, and he's very excited to be out there, and he's not overwhelmed by it, and that's why he goes out there and competes the way he does. And he's talented, and he's doing a good job.
Wright was practicing a little bit more today. Did you anticipate him being available?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's why he was out there.
How's E.J. Bigger's looking to you these days?
He's looking good. I like E.J. as far as I think he's quick and athletic. He's another guy that, not overwhelmed by anything, has a very, very cool demeanor during the game. He's football smart. He understands coverages and route concepts and how people are trying to get the ball down the field. And, he's got an excellent skill set as well. He's a quick, athletic corner, just like you'd be looking for any NFL starting corner.
I know Roy Miller won't get a lot of stats just for taking his position, what he's supposed to do. But how important has he been in this whole stopping the run that you guys have had?
I think a lot like what I would mention about Gerald. Again, if you really watch the film and you see how physical and disruptive he is, especially in the first and second down run game, Roy does a great job. He's really bought into the tilted nose technique that we play, and I think it's perfect for him. And he does a great job of really getting knocked back on the centers And with the movement that we do also in some of our stunts and games, he's got a lot of mileage as far as beating the center across his face or working across the face of the guard out to the B gap. So I think he's doing a very good job, and he's definitely disruptive.
Couple more? Anybody else? All right.
All right. Good.